A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Till now you have not asked anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be complete. I have told you this in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures, but I will tell you clearly about the Father. On that day you will ask in my name. Do not tell you that I will ask the Father for you. The Father himself loves you because you have loved me. I come to believe that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father." The Gospel of the Lord. This Gospel is such a beautiful reminder to all of us of where we are going to go one day, God willing, and where our true home is. Jesus loves the disciples so much, he reminds them, "I'm going to go back to heaven for all of you. I'm preparing a place for you. I'm going to be up in heaven, being your advocate, cheering you on." And when death comes into our life and we have to say goodbye to the people that we greatly love, it stings. And that's why we have to hold on to what this gospel is telling us, that heaven is waiting all of us. And Jesus teaches us to not be afraid, that our Heavenly Father loves each and every one of us so very much that if we believe in his Son Jesus, heaven is waiting for all of us. So, my dear friends, be not afraid of death, because it's only dying here on earth that we get eternal life in heaven. So let's pause this morning and pray for our beloved dead, in a special way, let's always remember to pray for the souls in purgatory, especially for those who have nobody to pray for them. So let's pray for our beloved dead right now, and we never lose hope that heaven awaits us all.